What's up, y'all? This is Rommel Watley, and welcome to Truckin' Hustle, the podcast for truckin' entrepreneurs. If you want to learn about the trucking industry from the business side of things, you're in the right place. Every week, I interview the people who are making it happen on a daily basis. I get them to share their successes, their failures, and sometimes even their secrets. The goal is to show you how you too can create financial freedom in the booming trucking industry. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Who will attend Manifest?
It's decision-making level across the board. So from the shipper side, you know, I can say there's over 750 shippers that are confirmed to attend. We have investors, a little over 100 different funds, all of the different kind of corporate or incumbent companies like your FedEx, DHL, Ryder, UPS, and then all of the different tech providers, from the autonomous vehicles to warehouse automation and robotics to delivery robots to drones. It's really, we're encompassing the entire ecosystem.
Turn my mic up. Where you? Take there. Yeah, yeah. On the road to the riches. Life takes a toll like bridges. Good friends become foes and snitches. Better watch who knows in your business. All right. Hustle fam. We are back with another amazing episode. And I have a very, very special guest today with me, Pam Simon of Connective, right? Yeah. But she is the founder of Manifest. Everybody's talking about Manifest. I can't lie, Pam. I just recently heard about Manifest. And as soon as I heard about it, it's like everybody was talking about it. So it's one of those things. It's very infectious. It's a huge event. Las Vegas, Nevada, January 31st through the 2nd, correct? Of February?
February 2nd, yeah.
So 3 days of absolute trucking, transportation, logistics, technology, fun, right?
Yeah.
So I had to get you on here. Number one, this year, Truckin' Hustle is going to be involved with Manifest. So number one, I want to thank you guys for your partnership and just allowing us to come and be a part of the festivities. And I just wanted to talk about it because, you know, we do events ourselves and I'm just amazed by what you guys have been able to put together in such a short amount of time. So I need to get the backstory and just learn more. And I want to introduce the Truckin' Hustle audience to what's going on in Vegas on the 31st through the 2nd. So first of all, Pam, welcome to Truckin' Hustle.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here with you today.
For sure. So we were just talking before we started recording, and you were actually the founder of this idea, Manifest, right? So tell me a little bit about your backstory and how this event even, you know, came to be.
Yes. So I'm a connector. I've been kind of connecting and matchmaking different investors and CEOs for most of my career. I spent 5 years in Brazil building out, you know, what looks like the tech ecosystem is today, and had joined Lab Ventures in Miami as a partner. We were investing in companies, and then we started to do some venture building. And we were focused on the three verticals that were, you know, dominating business in Florida. So travel, real estate, and logistics. So, you know, from my experience, the best way to build and strengthen relationships is through events, is through these fairly, you know, curated networking gatherings. And so I'd spoken with my partners and they said, you know, sure, well, let's try it. So we hosted, you know, the three different Future of series, one of them being obviously Future of Logistics Tech. And, you know, timing wise, I'm very, very fortunate and very lucky. Jay Weintraub, who's the founder of Connective, which is an event studio, they've produced some of the largest vertical events in the world, from insurance to HR. And as of December 2019, Connective acquired my full series of events. So now Manifest, the future of logistics, really kind of bringing them two together. And I have an incredible team and support and operations and tech, which I didn't have before. So it's really helped bring everything to the next level.
Got it. So you said you started with a three event series. Where were those? Where did those take place?
In Miami. Where
Miami.
Yes.
Okay. And what year was that? Was that in what, 2020, 2019?
Well, 2016, 17, 18.
Okay. All right. Got it. So how long did you do those event series?
I did it for 3 years. And then, you know, when we sold in 2019, and then obviously, you know, COVID happened and we had to postpone a little bit. So our first show really was last year.
Got it. But you built the network up through doing the series in Miami.
Yes. And, you know, from our first show, we had 1,500 executives from over 30 different countries. And this was in the middle of the Omicron wave. So last year was definitely more chaotic than I've ever experienced. But was really fortunate with the turnout and, you know, the increased demand.
All right, guys, Truck and Hustle has now partnered with Transpo CFO, powered by Venning. Transpo CFO offers a streamlined monthly subscription for businesses to consolidate their accounting, payroll, and tax needs into one flat monthly rate, saving businesses a tremendous amount of time and money while making their financial operations much smoother for the long road ahead. Check out Transpo CFO in the description below and tell them Truck and Hustle sent you. Now let's get back to the show.
Following the show.
Yeah. When you're planning an event like this, you know, what are some of the things that you have to think about? What are some of the research you're doing? What is the data that you're looking at? Just give us an idea what goes into planning such a large event, especially the first one.
Oh, God. on the operations side, you know, I'm really, really lucky. We have an incredible ops team that does a ton of research and we've built our own tech tools in-house. So fortunately, they handle all of the different operations and experiences and are able to really scale it up and bring it to life. From my side of things, I'm the conference chair and EVP of programming. So I'm responsible for the content, speakers, investors. For me, I'm an ecosystem builder, or think of me as a super connector. I'm always looking to see how I can bring value to the people in my network and help their companies build and grow and scale. So it's bringing all of the pieces together, from investors to corporates to startups to the true tech providers, and making those connections, right? So for investor to investor for co-investing opportunities, investor to startup for funding rounds, corporate and startup for customer partnership, different pilot programs, and then corporate to investor for, again, to help their portfolio companies be able to build and scale.
Got it. When Manifest was acquired by Connective, was there any change in the programming, or was it just like, hey, we want to keep on doing what you're doing, but at a larger scale? What was the thought process behind that acquisition?
Oh, I mean, well, Future of Logistics Tech, which is now Manifest, is completely different. You know, the one I had started was a boutique show, really invite only for about 500 executives. And, you know, now with Manifest, it's 3 days. I have 340 speakers. And then there's the entire innovation hall, as well as an innovation stage. So we do have a stage dedicated to startups from around the world that will be launching products and demoing throughout the entire day.
Got it. Who will be attending Manifest? What type of companies, what type of businesses? Who will we see there when we show up?
Well, everybody. Everyone is logistics. Everyone is
right.
From shippers and BCOs, we're vertically agnostic. So from retail, CPG, fresh, pharma, automotive, direct to consumer, high tech, you name it. And it's really from the decision-making level, so director and above, the 3PLs, 4PLs, fleets, OEMs, investors. We have about 100 different funds already confirmed. And the startups and other tech players that are making this happen. Also some government entities as well. So really creating a full puzzle picture together.
Yeah, you guys have a very wide range of like different verticals and different types of businesses that will be attending. So what is the, I guess, what would be the mission? Because it's not very specific, it's very like vast and robust in the type of businesses that are there. Is the mission to connect all these businesses? Is the mission to give people access to see what's just going on in technology, what's new? What is the mission statement for Manifest?
I would say all of the above. So Manifest is the only show, like global show, that really covers the entire scope of supply chain. So from maritime through last mile and within the four walls. And as I said, it's global. So we are bringing all of these pieces of the puzzle that really create a supply chain together in one place. So, you know, you're learning from industry pioneers, you know, how they're looking at things, how they're using technology to pivot and to be able to handle the disruptions that are coming our way or we've dealt with. It's about bringing, you know, creating new business opportunities for the companies that are there and really helping the industry move forward and become more digital and productive and efficient.
You said you have about 350 speakers, right? This year?
340, actually.
How does that work? So give me an idea of like the runner's show. How do you have 340 speakers? That's a ton of speakers, a ton of people to hear from. How does that work? How does someone navigate the conference?
So the first day of the show is split into three symposiums. So intelligent infrastructure, maritime, and sustainability. They'll be fully dedicated tracks. And then the next 2 days, we have our plenary stage, which, I mean, we have a blockbuster lineup. The first day, we have the president and CEO of Quiet Platforms. We have, you know, DHL. We have HelloFresh, Mars, and Veho, and CNBC, as well as FedEx's president of Custom Critical, Ramona Hood, talking with Lorianne LaRocco from NBC. So it's a blockbuster, you know, plenary stage. And then we go into four tracks. So there'll be four tracks taking place simultaneously throughout the day. And, you know, depending on what area that you're looking, you're interested in or focused on, then you'll go to the tracks that make most sense for you and your business.
Got it. Is there an application that you can follow, or how does that work? Because I know it's very sophisticated. I mean, even like the onboarding process is like, you know, super sophisticated and really, really nice. So I'm sure you guys have some sort of app that you can kind of follow throughout the show.
Yes, we have an incredible app that went live about 2 weeks ago. It's amazing. You can easily schedule meetings. You can coordinate with everybody. There's meeting areas within the expo and people can guide you there. So it's a very simple process. And we make it easy, right? We want to foster these connections. So the app is amazing. And then we also have, you know, some technology built in with our badges. It kind of looks like a tile, but you tap it and it'll share your information.
Oh, wow. That is nice. That's cool. How do you guys go about choosing who's going to be speakers?
It's a great.
Or do they choose you? Are they knocking down your door saying, I want to speak at Manifest. What's going on?
I mean, I'll be honest, we do have an extensive wait list right now. So for 2024, I do have a lineup of folks that are interested that I think are going to be great. You know, we look to see who's being the most disruptive in the industry. We look at the different unicorns. We look at the different retailers that are embracing technology, how they're using it, what they're doing with it, how it's improving, you know, their space, as well as how it could improve others. I do a ton of research. Honestly, I read a lot of reports and articles all over the place. And I look at things that are kind of adjacent to logistics and also see how, you know, that could possibly help benefit the logistics industry, just from a different angle.
Got it. And what are the demographic of attendees? Like what type of people will be attending? So we talked about kind of like the vendors and who will be there kind of, you know, on display, but who will attend Manifest?
I mean, it's decision-making level across the board. So from the shipper side, you know, I can say there's over 750 shippers that are confirmed to attend. We have investors, a little over 100 different funds, all of the different kind of corporate or incumbent companies like your FedEx, DHL, Ryder, UPS, and then all of the different tech providers from the autonomous vehicles to warehouse automation and robotics to delivery robots to drones. It's really, we're encompassing the entire ecosystem.
Got it. I may have asked this already, but I'm amazed at how you guys were able to grow so fast, so big, so fast. What was your strategy in building this conference? I mean, you guys are on pace to do 3,000 people this year, right?
Closer to 4,000.
4,000 people this year. Your first year, you did over 1,500.
It was 1,500 last year, yeah.
Is this like some huge like news email blast? Like how are you guys attracting all these people to this conference?
I mean, there was a lot of FOMO from this year. So because of travel bans, because of different restrictions due to COVID, you know, last year, I think anyone that wasn't able to come really felt the FOMO. I mean, it was all over LinkedIn. People were talking about it. So that obviously helped. I think, you know, for me, a lot of new business comes from these events. So, I mean, I can't list them out just yet, but next 10 o'clock probably.
Right.
You know, from funding rounds to huge partnerships to different customer client to pilot programs, you know, connections made at the event have led to real industry impact changes in business.
But how are you able to translate that that will be the effect on your, like, your first year? Like, to get, I'm just saying, like, out the gate, right? How are you able to translate that so people know, like, we need to be here? Like, what's the marketing strategy? I'm trying to get into your head a little bit, because I'm just like, because I do events as well. So I'm just trying to understand how you guys do it.
Honestly, it's a lot of outreach. I've been working on building my network for a long time. And I am a connector. So I look to my network and see, you know, who are they wanting to meet with? Who do they want to get in front of? Who do they want to hear from? You know, who do they want to work with? Who are they looking to raise funds for, depending on what it is? And then I kind of go down the rabbit hole and reach out to those people. I'm not shy.
You can't be shy. You can't be shy.
Or I ask for introductions. I mean, if anyone's in your network and you see that they're connected to someone that you would like to have or could be beneficial for them, like with an investor, I'll reach out to investors and tell them, you know, I would love to have your portfolio companies on stage, and these are the ones I want. Can you? And most of the time, it's pretty easy to make that introduction, because it's you know, from an investor standpoint, I think they see value add for their portfolio companies to have that exposure, but also the ability to connect with potential clients and partners and other investors for follow-on rounds.
Got it. Are there still sponsorship opportunities available, or are you guys all sold out?
Oh, we're sold out. We've sold out of sponsorship, at least for this year, but we have a wait list going. So if you're interested, let us know.
Okay, got you. So we're looking at 4,000 attendees, sold out on sponsorship opportunities. 3 days, right?
Yes.
Okay. There's also, you guys also have a live performance, right? I heard Nelly's going to be in the building as well.
Grammy award winner Nelly will be at our official after party.
Who made that decision? Who decided to get Nelly? Was that you?
No, I mean, I'm a huge fan. We had Ludacris last year.
Ludacris was last year. Correct. Yeah. Yep. I did see that
last year, which was great. And then, I don't know, my ops team are miracle workers.
Got you. So not only are you guys going to be able to educate and kind of just show what's going on in the supply chain, but also entertainment as well.
Yeah. And I mean, as I said, my ops team is amazing, and we've created a variety of very unique, different networking experiences. And I mean, I find that's the best way to actually build and strengthen relationships, is through these shared, you know, sometimes weird, unique experiences. Yeah. There's a meeting zone that Emerge is sponsoring in the middle of our expo hall. You'll see there's a coffee lounge by MasterCard. We have a beer garden by One Rail. Seco is doing rosé all day. Y Systems has a mocktail bar. You can beat the high score at Volaroo's Arcade, Last Mile Bites with Vijo. And then, of course, you know, people are really excited. Geodis is sponsoring a puppy lounge again.
I heard about the puppy lounge. I heard about that. Yes.
It's my personal favorite.
Right. Of course. What was your favorite moment about last year? You just did say the puppy lounge, but what else? What was a moment that stands out to you about last year's conference?
I think our women's luncheon was pretty amazing. The amount of men in the room that wanted to be there, that joined the conversation, just the overall response that we got to having one. I guess the industry's a little behind. We're working on that. So people were really excited, and we're thrilled to be having it again. It's going to be sponsored by DHL and Daimler Truck North America. And we have the president of packaging for DHL and the head of women in supply chain at MIT. That'll be
okay.
Yeah.
So what was that conversation around?
Talking about the different opportunities and ways that you can, you know, instead of just looking at gender as an objective, but really like how that can, you know, provide more agility and just impact your bottom line in a more positive light. Just the overall experience, honestly, just to be able to walk in the room and see the amount of people that were excited about it was unbelievable. I had never seen that as something in the logistics space before.
Got it. And what are you looking forward to this year?
Everything. I mean, everything. I feel like I had an ops meeting, you know, a meeting yesterday, and, you know, just to be able to see everything come to life You know, we work all year round on this. So it's kind of our Super Bowl, if you will. So just watching everything unfold, getting to see old friends, connecting with new ones, watching the businesses that I can introduce or putting people together and seeing new business being created on the spot. I mean, I love that. I love seeing those connections. Like for me, that's what I get so much joy out of.
Yeah, for sure. Knowing,
okay, you came to Manifest and you're walking away with clients, with investors, with all sorts of, you know, great things for your business that will then, you know, in turn, push the industry forward and create more efficiency.
No, that's absolutely what it's about. Do you guys do any other types of events, Connective, the company, or is it strictly Manifest?
I know. So there's Manifest. Blueprint is our real estate tech show. Cumulus is an ag show as well. We just sold our HR Transform, and I'm, you know, Medicarians as well.
Okay. Which one's the biggest?
Manifest.
Manifest is the biggest. Yeah. Okay. So that's the baby. That's the one we got to pay most attention to.
Yeah.
for sure. All right. So we already got, it feels like 2023 is almost already in the books. I know we have plans for another one coming up soon. What is there any information you could speak to on that, or kind of just planning it?
In the process, but I will say the dates for 2024 will be February 5 to 7, and it'll be at the Venetian.
Okay, so back in Vegas again?
Yes, all of our shows are in Vegas.
Why Vegas?
Why not?
Great answer. Great answer. Why not? Why not? Period.
Want to come to Vegas.
Period.
There's something for everybody. And it's, as I said, it is a global show, and we have folks coming from South America, from Africa, from Asia, from Europe. So why not?
Nah, for sure. No, you couldn't be no better answer than that. What in terms of the global outreach, how are people, you know, across the ocean hearing about Manifest? How does that work?
I mean, I work hard to find, you know, reach out to those companies that are making the most noise or disrupting the space in other countries. So I reach out to them. We have, you know, a tremendous amount of partners across the industry so that are helping us also spread the word, whether it be associations or publications, different media. You know, it's all about using your network.
Got it. How big is the team?
There's a handful of us, but we're all kind of type A and really excited and heads down and motivated about making change in the industry. So it doesn't even feel like work sometimes.
Got you. Well, you guys are definitely making it happen. And I can't wait to be a part of the experience myself. We'll be doing some live podcasts and some live interviews there, live from the Manifest floor. So we'll be able to come back and report, because I've heard nothing but great things about last year. So I'm super excited to be there this year. Like I said, everybody's been talking about it and even inspired me to, you know, do our own conference as well. So thank you for that inspiration. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm looking forward to meeting you in person.
Yeah, I can't wait. I definitely look forward to doing that and maybe sitting down and talking about some other things and figuring out how we can partner in other ways. Is there anything else, any other information that you'd like to get out there about the show? Anything like last minute items that people need to act on fast, anything like that?
Yes, I would say if you haven't bought your ticket, it's in a week and a half, go buy your ticket. There's still time. Hotels are booking up quickly, so definitely book your travel.
And we have a discount code for you too for the ticket.
We got a
discount code, so use our code for the ticket. It's in the show notes, so make sure you do that. You get a substantial amount of money off. Good, I'm sorry to cut you off. I just want to make that point.
Use their code and download the app, you know, start reaching out to people, start setting up meetings, because then that way, once you arrive, you already have kind of a good lineup of folks that you're going to connect with on site. Don't be shy, get ready to network and connect and have fun with everyone.
For sure. For sure. Well, thank you so much, Pam Simon of Manifest. I am honored and privileged to talk to you today. I appreciate your time so much, and I can't wait to see you in a couple weeks in Vegas. We're going to have a ball.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Hustle Fam. Listen, make sure you guys, I always tell you guys, you have to get in the room. You have to get out to these events. You're going to make $1 million, if not $1 billion connections in these rooms. It's not about what you know. It's all about who you know. And, you know, Manifest is definitely a who's type of event. Everybody's going to be there, so make sure you're in the room tuned. Truck and Hustle will definitely be there. We look forward to it. So thank you so much for the partnership, Pam, and I'll see you soon.
Yes, thank you.
All right, that's amazing. Hustle fam, we are out. If you smell something burning, it's only a desire. Myself, Pam Simon, we are out.
If you twisted, confused, or stuck about trucks, don't be dumb. This is the place to come. Truck and Hustle. Let's go!